Hi, I'm Stefan Meyer, a behavioral economist and the James P. Gorman Professor of Business Strategy and the Chair of the Management Division at Columbia Business School. I'm the author of the book, The Employee Advantage, How Putting Workers First Helped Business Thrive. I'm going to share with you here five key insights from my book. Insight number one, employees are the new customers. Customers got a seat at the table with the shift from product to customer centricity. Jeff Bezos at Amazon would literally have an empty chair in important meetings that was reserved for the customers. There were important trends that led to the increased focus on customer needs and made the companies that shifted be successful. I argue in this book that employees are the new customers, because the same trend that led to customer centricity led to employee centricity. Empowering employees is becoming more important in an agile environment. Transparency is not only increasing about customers, but also about employee experience and corporate culture. More data allows not just for more personalized customer, but employee experience. A one-size-fits-all approach does not work for customer and not for employees anymore. And lastly, shifting attitudes of customers and employees, as they are the same human beings, about brands or workplaces and company culture, affect a more employee-centric approach. Employees are the new customers because focusing on employees can also create win-win situation, as with customer centricity. Employees win by having a better experience, and companies win by getting higher productivity, more innovation, lower turnover, and improved customer experience. More profits in the end, all leading to a competitive advantage, the employee advantage. Employee centricity is therefore the new customer centricity, and the tools of customer centricity can be productively used for putting workers first. For example, the key to customer centricity is getting customer insights. The same tools that get customer insights can be used to get insights about employees. Or, customer centricity is obviously not about lowering prices, but about improving the customer experience. In fact, we can increase the prices as a result. Similarly, employee centricity is not necessarily increasing the wage, but improving the employee experience. In order to do that, organizations need to understand better what motivates people to work beyond their paycheck, which brings us to insight number two. Insight number two, more than money as motivator at work. People are motivated by more than just a paycheck. While fair compensation is important, behavioral science shows that it is much more than the paycheck that makes people not only show up to work, but be engaged at work and stay in an organization. There is actually a very weak correlation between wage and job satisfaction. Very few people jump out of bed in the morning in order to increase the profit of the company they work for by another percentage point. But in order to create the right work culture and measures to increase motivation at work, we need to understand what really motivates people at work beyond financial compensation. The insights from behavioral economics highlight the significance of four fundamental motivators for fully engaging and motivating workers. Number one is meaning and purpose. Having the feeling that we are making an impact on an important problem is getting humans engaged and motivating. The second is having autonomy and feeling the trust from managers who are empowering their team members. It is critically important for engagement to feel trusted and empowered. The third motivator is feeling competent and having the right skills. Nobody wants to be under or overwhelmed in a job. Actually, most people leave a job not because of money, but because they're stuck and not learning anything more. And number four is social interactions at work matter a lot for motivation. Positive interaction can be extremely motivating and powerful. And the flip side, a toxic work culture is the prime motivator killer and the reason why people hate their jobs and leave. It is important to focus on those four motivators to humanize work, redesign the organization, and gaining the employee advantage. Leaders need to focus less on money and more on those four fundamental motivators. Insight number three, personalize the workplace. Customer-centric companies figured out that people are different, and they take tailoring the customer experience very seriously. They try to figure out how we differ, what we care about, and how to personalize the experience. In the workplace, we mostly still do a one-size-fits-all approach. But employees are also very different, and the lack of personalization doesn't work any longer when it comes to managing a team and its member. What that means is using data about employees and their personal feedback to tailor the experience according to their preferences. For example, when it comes to skill development, a top-down approach is not working anymore in times where the half-life of skills is drastically decreasing. There are innovative approaches to empower employees in this journey. Firm internal talent marketplaces allow employees to engage in projects that fit their ambition level and interest and then match those employees with opportunities inside a firm. Companies like MasterCard or MetLife have made great experience with such AI-powered tools that empower employees to find their personal learning and career journey. Or think about Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical company. They literally use their customer-centric tools to understand the different needs and wants of their employees. In its effort to promote more women and people of color, they created an employee journey tool, similar to their customer journey tool, to understand pain points for underrepresented minorities and moments in their journey that mattered and are worth improving upon. Updated results were staggering, as Eli Lilly saw a 6% jump in the percentages of women of color in the executive level from 2016 to 2019. Being focused on every individual's unique experience helped Eli Lilly to get closer to its diversity goals, providing further evidence towards the value of a personal company-employee relationship. Insight number four. Tech is easy, humans are hard. When adding technology to organization, it is similarly important to take human motivation into account. It is clear that the future lies in human-machine interactions. However, we focused a lot on the technology part and less on the human side. But as Jeff McMillan, the head of firm-wide AI at Morgan Stanley, said, tech is easy, humans are hard. We need to focus more on the human side to make the technology side work. It is important to use technology to enhance the four human motivators and not destroy it. Whether that is creating more meaningful jobs, supporting an empowered workforce, tailoring opportunities to learn, or improving social interactions. Think about one critical motivator: autonomy and the trust that comes with it. If technology is deployed in order to control workers, as it is often done with surveillance programs for remote work, trust is significantly destroyed, with large effects on motivation and engagement. However, technology can also be deployed not to control, but to augment and allow autonomy to be set up for success. For example, technology should enable productive remote work opportunities. More importantly, for autonomy to be effective, employees need constant feedback and information. Technology allows us to provide that kind of engagement at scale. Bertzog, a Dutch home care provider, achieves much higher patient satisfaction at a fraction of the cost. How do they do this? They provide full autonomy and empowerment to their teams, but coupled it with an elaborate IT system that applies the necessary information and feedback so that teams can make informed decisions. Technology is a critical part to set autonomy up for success in Bertzog and organizations across the world. In general, we over-indexed on technology and underemphasized the human aspect of work. The most successful organizations understand how humans tick in order to implement technology in the workplace towards a human-centric future of work. Insight number five: an intentional workplace makes business thrive. To achieve the employee advantage requires a thorough, intentional, and focused approach. Superficial fixes like adding perks such as free snacks, ping pong tables, or free yoga classes are not cutting it. It calls for a deep, hard-to-imitate initiatives that may be difficult to implement in the short term, but deliver significant long-term benefit for the organizations. Companies such as Costco, DHL Express, Unilever, and Best Buy do just that. Being intentional about all different strategic choices is important, but requires leaders at all levels to focus on employee experience. The successful customer-centric organization do that with their customer. But we are lagging when it comes to employees. In fact, research I did about executives' narratives showed that leaders talk about customer 10 times more than they talk about employees. And when they do, they see their customers as opportunities and growth, and employees as risks and cost. We require a mindset shift that focuses more on employees. The companies that are intentional about their employees and its motivation will thrive. A crucial aspect of this intentional strategy is listening to employees. Their insights, often overlooked, can offer transformative feedback. Hubert Joly, the former CEO of Best Buy, used a human-centric approach in his amazing turnaround of the electronics retailer. Listening to the blue skirts, aka its employees wearing their iconic blue shirts, was key. By fostering open communication and valuing employee expertise, companies can create a thriving culture where employees feel empowered. Ultimately, my book asserts that intentional, comprehensive actions will cultivate a successful, enduring business, whether you're the CEO of a large organization or an emerging leader of a small team. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy reading my book, The Employee Advantage. I hope you find the insights, example, and evidence in the book useful in providing your own strategic roadmap to a human-centric future of work in your team and your organization.